Well, the other week I had an architect in, Carl Majuri. He was in here talking about Architects Week and also about his practice, and we sort of crammed it into a short time. So we also talked about oneness and oneness meditation. So I thought I'd get Carl back and we'd take up where we left off. Morning, Carl.
G'day, David. How are you?
I'm good. A bit busy, a bit like a one-hour paper hanger this morning, but yeah. I'm getting there. Now, your architecture on the island, I looked at your website. Are you influenced by anything in particular with your design?
Yeah, it's heavily influenced really by what I see in the Pacific, and, you know, going overseas and things like that, and flora and fauna around New Zealand. I try to do buildings without edges, like minimizing the gutters and things like that. And yeah, just light, kind of light buildings, meaning that the roofs are kind of wing shape and brace up towards the sky, so we're standing in them and looking up towards the sky instead of horizontally out, which most houses do. But as I think I might have said it last time, you know, we architects move on from project to project, and it's evolving all the time. So we're looking at magazines, we're travelling, we're having meetings with each other and sharing stuff. So,
do you find that shape that you just explained to me? It's like if anyone remembers the gold-winged car, the doors.
Yeah.
That was the shape you made. Do you find that a problem with sight lines or anything? Wasn't there something about this?
Sometimes, people are scared about the internal gutter that a winged roof creates if you have, you know, a literal wing with a gutter in the centre. But, I mean, our traditional batches were lean-tos. So I've just put another one beside it. And I didn't want to do the traditional gable roof. You know, everybody was doing them. So as an architect, I think you try and find your own style or genre, if you like. But having said that, I love all of them, so I'm trying them all out. And, you know, different clients come for different reasons.
Did the council get a bit upset about the line of the roof when they're signing things on? Because once building a house and had a devil of a job to build an extra bit up because we had all these lines that we had to comply with.
Yeah, well, no, we've just got to comply with the maximum height and the height to boundary from the various sun shading, you know, requirements, and you just design different roofs to fit underneath that. So, no, it's not difficult at all. It's actually, it's part of the challenge, I guess.
Well, you've got to work within the rules. The rules are there, and you just
sometimes
be creative.
Yeah, I mean, we're always pushing the rules. You know, we're trying to get a bit more height for obvious reasons because the view happens to be there. You know, these rules are pretty standard, and if you applied them to a flat site in Auckland, it would make sense. But our sites are very difficult once these rules are applied.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of sections available, but they're pretty. They look pretty challenging to me.
Yeah, they do.
I look at some of them, and they've had for sale signs on them for a long time. Then all of a sudden they're taken up, and they're pretty well, you know, they're not absolutely vertical, but
no,
they're not far from it.
Yeah, no, we have a series of height relation to boundary rules, like 2 meters at 45-degree angle from east and west boundaries, and 2 meters at 35 on a south, which is designed to allow the sun from the north onto your neighbour. But if you've got a site that faces north, that forces your house right to the north with a big yard in the back.
And
you apply it to the steepness of our sites, it is difficult. Yeah, it's very difficult.
I saw one with a big yard at the back, and I often wondered why it was there. Yeah. Maybe you've solved my problem for me.
You might have thought the architect was nuts, but no, there are some of the rules force us into those situations.
Well, I did, because I thought, this is nothing really any good for this. It's too far and the house is too far, but that's what you have to deal with.
Yeah, it's a combination of those height to boundary, maximum height, and then you apply the wastewater controls and you've got the space left for the architecture. It's almost like when I was doing commercial work, if you couldn't work the car parks out, you didn't have a building. was nuts. You had to start with those.
Oh, yeah. I remember reading something once, it may not apply now, but the biggest number of car parks that was required for a building was for a hotel. I thought it was interesting. You're not supposed to drink and drive.
Yeah.
The idea would be none, but I don't think that's practical.
Yes.
Yeah. Part of your work you were talking to me about when we were preparing for the interview, you talked about things you'd been through in your life, and that was in the local papers.
Yeah.
And you talked about that, and then you talked about how you changed your life and you discovered meditation and a different way of viewing things.
Yep.
How did that come about?
You know, there was this, I called him this ego-driven nutter inside me, really. You know, wanting to be the biggest, the best architect, heavily influenced by the people you hang around with. And I started off as a commercial architect, so we were dealing with a lot of the developers in town. And, you know, a lot of those guys have gone. So there was a point where I'd had enough of who I was being, and I didn't know what the answer was. I had a business coach on the island, and if your business coach is any good, he should know you spiritually, but I didn't know that at the time, and he was trying Kundalini yoga and all sorts of different things, and he just said, try this, try that, and he said he was a oneness trainer and took me along to a few events that he was running, and I thought it was completely bizarre at the time. There were people putting their hands on my head, and and an energy was being transferred, and I was feeling good afterwards, and I was going, what the hell is this? Still seems a little crazy. So what I did was, something inside me said, keep going back. So I kept going back, and one day I was sitting on Palm Beach, you know, legs crossed in the pose, and my torso started to spin, which they said would happen, and I went, wow, what's this? And it was the Kundalini energy that we naturally have spiraling up and down my spine. And in hindsight, you know, I'd cleared enough of the noisy chatter in my mind to actually become aware of it. It's actually happening to us all the time, but most of us don't pick it up. So I did that. You know, I decided to get more and more of these blessings, you know, oneness blessings, they're called. So I, you know, when I get something, I get it. So I went off and went to town, did the different groups here, got about 70 of these things a week. And it was, you know, you were talking earlier about these substances and stuff. I mean, this was giving me a natural high through an energy from nature. And I did the 2-day course, became a blessing giver, and was able to do that to other people, and I watched them shift and change. And then that was kind of in May, and then I thought, I've got to be a trainer in this, and I jumped on an aeroplane and went to India and learnt to be a oneness trainer, which was, you know, sitting in an ashram for 28 days, basically getting my butt kicked. you know, it's pretty hard to explain, but, you know, we need to face those the fears that the wounded little boy inside me has. I bury it. Have buried it, sometimes still do bury it with alcohol or food or whatever, or the substance you were talking about with the last participant. And you know what oneness means? Alone inside, all one. So what's the premise is there's this crowd inside our heads all having a conversation at once. So you're the son of so-and-so, the father of so-and-so, the employee of so-and-so, the boss, these are your employees, and they're all having this conversation at once. And I knew instinctively that there was something out there that could heal me without taking drugs or going to a doctor or a psychologist. And this, if you ask that question, it comes. And this does that. So the energy goes in there. If you have the intention to clear a yucky feeling in your body based on a upset that you had the day before, that energy is smart enough to go to that place and shift it. All sounds very woo-woo and mystical, but I just kept trusting and trying it.
Well, I think more things are happening now. You get a big uptake of mindfulness work. It's in mental health, it's in management, it's that kind of thing. So there is a growing acceptance of meditation and energy. And I often say to people, our thoughts are not our best friends.
No.
We never wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I go, wow, David, you did a fabulous thing today. You idiot. What'd you do that for? You know, we goes on in our head is so destructive. And so there is a growing acceptance of those things in more mainstream things like mental health, management. They talk about it a lot. You find mindfulness in lots of things now.
And there are lots of other, you know, groups out there that all doing wonderful, valid stuff, you know. There's the work of Byron Katie, there's the Journey work, there's lots of different things out there, and I've kind of dabbled in all of them. You know, it was the last thing I thought I would do.
And we find the one that suits us.
Just
the one that we feel good about.
Go out there and find the one that suits you. I mean, I see it like this. There's kind of two of me. There's my divinity or my soul, or this, there's this beautiful innate me, and then there's the mind version of me. And they can coexist nicely together. But I've had to do 3 or 4 years of work for that to occur. And then your life automatically shifts and the partner comes and the job, the business increases and does what it's doing. And they said that would happen too, and I went, okay, when's it going to happen? And then it did. It just took off.
So you really talked to me about how much it had changed. How much did it change your architectural practice? Do you feel like it did something there?
Yeah, it's become effortless. See, I think it's a great quote that Einstein said. He said, I actually got the quote wrong here, but I'll try and get the gist of it. It's the more you notice the synchronicities in your life, the more you know that God's keeping an eye on you. And that is how I experience things now. So, and you know, I was here 2 weeks ago. Well, all of a sudden, Angie and I brought a section. So architecture is about to become a little different because I've got to design something for it.
Design your own home.
Yeah, it's like the ultimate challenge. I'm going, oh, here we go. And the flow, and I'll show you the synchronicities. So the vendor hands us over a piece of paper and he says, look, this costs you $11,000 to get the power to the site because the power poles don't come to your site. So we're in Wilma Road, down to Toki, through to Wilma. And they don't come from the other end. They go across the little causeway thing by the league park. And you're stuck in the middle. And I'm going, really? And there's an electrician putting some PowerPoints and stuff in my office. And I went, I'm going to ask, knowing that the synchronicities are there, I asked him, well, where do you live? And he goes, 83 Wilma Road, backs onto my property. So I've asked him if he could ring the power board and if I could take the power through his site, which you can do. And reduce the cost, however that is.
And he knows about power.
And he knows about it. He made the phone call. I showed him the quote, and that's in play.
And there's no dramas about it because he knows.
He knows, yeah. Now, what are the odds of that?
Oh, it's amazing. There's only just one thing that popped in my mind. This is no reflection on you or your dear partner, who I didn't meet the other weekend. Yeah. When I was studying law, they used to say, any lawyer who acts for himself's got a fool for a client. Yeah.
That's right. And I have seen some wise architects who employ other architects to do their homes.
Yeah, but why pay somebody else?
Well, we say that, but I am more effective making money working for other guys while someone's doing mine. Yep. I mean, there might be whatever it is, 300 or 400 hours that I should not be spending on my own home, but could affect my income. Mm. So,
especially if you can drive his price down.
Well, I've got to be careful that I don't. So far, I haven't worked on it in the office. I've worked on it at home.
Mm. Oh, it's an interesting thing, isn't it? It is. Sometimes we could. It'd be easy to spend a lot of time on something like that, whereas if you were being paid, you'd be a lot more focused, perhaps. Because if you're own, you can do it at home, you can do it at all. And that's what you got an office to avoid, didn't you?
Partly, yeah.
You're not working at home.
Not working at home. Well, I think the office was just a natural step in the journey. So, you know, the synchronicities are happening faster and faster and faster. I mean, it's like go down to the ferry, put some money in the machine, Got a $3 ticket, realised I needed a $6 one. A guy taps me on the shoulder, hands me $3. I give him the ticket and I go and buy the $6 ticket.
Things happen.
Things happen, yeah. And I believe they're actually happening to most of us all the time. It's just we're not aware of it. The mind's so noisy and causing us to suffer. I mean, and you know, this is what oneness is all about. We think we're separate to each other, hence the conflict. You know, Paul was talking about all this conflict in council and all the things. If we all believed we were one and the same, we are. We're the same species. The only thing that separates us is our minds. Deer don't have any problem with other deer. Okay. Rats don't have any problem with other rats. No.
Yeah, we seem to have a lot of problems
with each other.
Yeah.
So I've seen it as this energy shifts and quietens the mind, my upsets to others disappear, or they might come, but they drop off really, really fast, because we are the same. We're all amazing, absolutely amazing human beings.
I was listening to the radio this morning and Kim Hill was interviewing a lady who's written a book about violence and religion, and I didn't get the whole thing. I just heard a little bit near the end when I was coming out. It was about, you know, the old saying, treat people the way you would want them to treat you.
Mm.
And that's really what these things are, aren't they?
Yeah, it is. It's easier said than done,
though. Oh, because we've always got something that we're brassed off about or hacked off about, or we're upset about this and... I used to say I was too sensitive, but I used to, you know, they used to go in and I used to worry about them and wind them around. And I still, but I'm learning not to do that.
Yeah.
And mindfulness has been helpful to me, and meditation that I do.
Yeah.
It's so helpful to calm yourself down, because that can be so destructive.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you in again. And
thank you.
You find you're more into your architecture, that's good, and things are happening for you. And I think we do notice things when we become aware of them.
Yeah.
And I think it puts us in different places, and we have different, I mean, just little things. I got absolute buzz from meeting a family who I knew, and the girl was a hairdresser. She had her model, and they were just in their early 20s, and they'd won a prize which enabled them to enter the World Hair Colouring Contest in Germany.
Wow.
And I got the amazing buzz out of just meeting them. I was going to a meeting that I really didn't feel like going to.
Yep.
And I was thinking, I've got to go to town, I've got to get a taxi, got to come back. And that was just that's what I needed.
Yep.
I just needed that. And I rang up a friend of mine and said, do you know, I've just met someone who's doing this. And I've told people since, now I'm tonight on the radio, but they were in their early 20s and they were off to the world championship for dyeing hair. And two of them were off 5 days, fully paid, and their fares, accommodation and food and everything. Then they were going to have 3 weeks holiday. Why wouldn't you? But I was just feeling so, I just didn't want to go. I came back and they said, how was the meeting? I said, it was fabulous.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was fabulous or not, but I felt it was.
Well, that's right. We pick up on the energies of other. I mean, the beautiful thing about the oneness blessing, if I'm feeling like you were suggesting, I place my hands on my head and the energy comes in and I feel that good for as long as that lasts. And all it's doing is adjusting the cells in the brain, which then adjust the cells in the body. So what my understanding of it is, at some point at about 3, 4, or 5 years old, the brain slowed the senses down and formed the mind. And end of story. I mean, I remember seeing a bumblebee on a flower and my mind wasn't racing off chattering like it has been. You know, I lived in wonderment of everything. I do that when I go fishing. Actually, I do it all the time, but I used to, the only solace was fishing. It wasn't about catching the fish. It was actually about sitting out there and just staring into nothing. So, you know, we're all capable of amazing things. We bounce off each other. I mean, having this conversation with you is inspiring. You know,
It's interesting for me because I've been looking at more architecture.
Yep.
I've been looking at other shapes. Been back to your new website.
Yep.
a couple of more times. It looks really good.
Mm.
And your offices are down in the called the old Blackpool store.
Yeah,
it used to be called that.
Yeah,
and I've always worried about what was going to happen to that building because it was such a lovely building. And when you look at it now, how many offices are there?
There are three.
Yeah.
But there's five businesses, so it's worthwhile coming down and having a look. There's a lovely backyard and everything.
Oh, I know the backyard because I went to a function there years ago. Oh, this would be, gosh, I don't know how many years ago now.
Mm.
Be 8 or 9 years ago.
Yeah, look, I'm running on Tuesday nights. I'm running oneness meditation evenings out of the office as well. So we're just getting a few curtains set up, so it's a little bit more spiritual than an architectural practice.
Right. Yeah.
And there are two other ladies on the island that run groups on a Monday and a Wednesday. So, you know, we love it. I love seeing the shifts in people, and I do special what I call finding the love within courses on really focusing on where the trauma started. They say that, you know, from conception to 6 years old is basically where all the programming has occurred. And if you can clean it up in there, everything else drops away. Mm. And I've worked with people that are from various ages, simply saying to them on the premise that, you know, people say we keep peeling back another layer of the onion. And I went, hold on, I reckon we know what the core is. I think we're playing with it.
Yeah.
So I asked people, well, what was the ups? Can you remember any upsets at year one? No. Two? No. Three? Yes. What was it? Four? Yes. And you write them down. And I've actually worked with people right through every year of their life, and you can see the connection of the main traumas between conception and six showing up again at 15, 19, 27. And all we do is ask which chakra is blocked, give them blessings until they feel good and the chakra's clear and they go away happy. It's amazing.
People enjoy it. I know people do enjoy that kind of work. And as I say, there's a lot more thought about it now, and it's less inclined to be pushed aside as not being kosher or not being a thing when it's been hundreds of years people have been practicing it. But it's interesting about the whole meditation. I work in mental health, as you know, and the mindfulness and the meditation are becoming a very big part of, because they discovered that cognitive behavioral therapy was very good and it was the thing they used, but it focused too much on the moods and what you were doing, and they found people who ruminated about that. They found something else to ruminate.
Yeah.
And they brought in the mindfulness with that and the meditation, and that complemented the whole thing.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So there's a lot of movement there.
Yeah.
Who knows where we'll be? It took a while for that to be accepted.
Mm.
But now you're going to see a change, I think, and it's going to be a big change.
Yeah, and you talk that. I mean, that part of it's the key. You know, as soon as the mind becomes aware of the action that it's doing, which isn't the good action, it stops doing it. So yeah, mindfulness.
Yeah, that's it. Well, thank you very, very much for coming in.
You're welcome,
Carl. It was a real pleasure to finish off our talk. And there is a oneness website, because I've seen that, if people just want to see
there's a oneness.org is the Indian website, and there's a Oneness New Zealand one as well, but I think they're pulling that down, and we trainers are all putting up individual ones.
Oh, because I looked at it this morning,
right,
and it was still there.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to have a look at it, it's very interesting. It conveys it very clearly, and you're going to be doing your own, because there are some trainers referred to on the site, but not all.
Yeah. Well, it's not easy for the trainers. You know, half the trainers don't train. They're not willing to confront what they need to confront. It's not easy.
Oh, we've all got to do, often it's when that one finger pointing out, there's three pointing back, and that's always the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell people things, but I won't tell them things that I won't do myself. I just can't. Yeah. You know, it's not fair.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of them I tell things to, because you know, I'm not always doing those things.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. It's
You're
been
welcome.
Great
Thank you.
To have you in.